with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Making good on his pledge of no refuge or forgiveness, only justice for narco-terrorists, War Secretary Hegseth says another suspected drug-running boat has been blasted from the water in the Caribbean. This one, with six people on board, said to have been operated by Tren de Aragua. President Trump strikes an optimistic note ahead of his upcoming talks with his Chinese counterpart.
The two leaders will be meeting soon at a regional summit in South Korea, and President Trump predicts a successful trade outcome.
I expect we'll probably work out a very fair deal with President Xi of China.
In particular, the president wants China to buy more soybeans from American farmers. He has threatened massive tariffs on Chinese imports if a deal isn't reached. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Day 24 of the government shutdown, and Senate Democrats have blocked a GOP measure guaranteeing pay for essential federal workers and the troops during the remainder of the shutdown. If you have some nagging doubts about gambling, you're not alone.
As sports betting expands, polling suggests Americans have become increasingly critical of its role in U.S. society and sports, although they're more tolerant of legal betting for professional sports. A recent Pew Research Center poll found about 43% of U.S. adults say the fact that sports betting is now legal in much of the country is a bad thing for society and sports. That's up from about 34% who said so in July of 2022. Bob Agner reporting.
Social Security recipients will get a 2.8% cost of living boost next year. It's an average of $56 per month. The newly released September Consumer Price Index shows inflation continuing to cool. That sets the stage for another likely Fed interest rate cut. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 388 points. This is SRN News. Anti-Christian incidents are on the rise in Europe.
A new report from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe indicates that while the problem is being clearly documented, mainstream media outlets are ignoring it. Christians on the continent are increasingly the victims of violent attacks, and their churches are being vandalized. The OSCE report urges European journalists to report these cases and to consider whether they harbor anti-Christian bias that is impacting their story selection. Michael Harrington reporting.
An Alabama board is seeking to prohibit public libraries from placing books that promote transgenderism in children's sections. The Alabama Public Library Service Board of Directors is considering a rules change that expands the existing requirement for youth sections to be free of material deemed inappropriate for kids. The new proposal would add any material that positively depicts transgender procedures, gender ideology, or the concept of more than two biological genders. SRN News. Tesla recalling more than 63,000 Cybertrucks in the U.S.
The front lights are too bright, which may cause a distraction to other drivers and increase the risk of a collision. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that the recall includes certain Cybertrucks with a model year between 2024 and 2026. The vehicles were made between November 13, 2023 and October 11, 2025, with operating software versions prior to 2025.38. The agency said that Tesla is not aware of any collisions, injuries, or fatalities related to the condition. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump will be traveling to Japan and South Korea soon, and he is expected to promote an epic windfall in investments for U.S. factories and various kinds of projects. The two countries have made combined pledges totaling roughly $900 billion. More details, SRNNews.com.